place in here.
There's much better airflow in this room since that door. You can feel it coming through, really nice. A little better than always. That's so stuffy.
Yeah, I mentioned I can feel a breeze.
Yeah. That's a huge difference. Can breathe.
I'm not sure why it's not coming up. It's tired.
Now?
The torn talking to you guys for some reason. You may want to just proceed. This isn't working. I can see it beeping.
We can stall another minute. We're stalling for Kristen in a minute.
Sorry about that.
There you go.
Yeah, it's close enough.
It's closer than it was.
It's on there.
On my computer.
Okay, I can go.
Welcome, everyone. It's 12:02, and let's call the meeting to order. And please stand for Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Conklin. Grunch.
Here.
Needhammer.
Here.
Sansom.
Here.
Town.
Here.
Quorum present.
I'll make a motion to excuse Commissioner Conklin.
I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you. Consent agenda. The purpose of the consent agenda is to expedite business by grouping non-controversial items together to be dealt with by one commission motion without discussion. Any member of the commission, staff, or the public may ask that any items on the consent agenda be removed and placed as the last item under new business to receive full discussion. Such requests will be automatically respected. We have two items, the approval of the June 13th City Commission special meeting minutes as presented, and approval of the June 14th City Commission regular meeting minutes as presented.
I'll move the consent agenda as presented.
A second.
Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Needhammer.
Aye.
Sansom.
Aye.
Town.
Aye.
Grunch.
Aye.
Motion carried.
And at this time, we'll hear citizens' comments on any topics that are not an agenda item. I see you just got here, sir. You any comments for?
No, thank you. Not today.
Okay, thank you. Moving on to correspondence, I see that we have a letter in our packet from the Premier of Ontario regarding the receipt of the Enbridge pipeline resolution. The letter didn't really say much.
Said they got it. That's about it.
And moving on to city manager's report, Mike.
Yes, a few items. As you may have noticed, or you may be noticing right now, the vibrant compaction phase of the new city facilities project was completed last week. with no major difficulties, although the work did create a lot of vibration for nearby areas. The foundations have been installed, and the first concrete blocks were installed earlier today. So we're actually going to see the building rise from its subterranean roots. The city clock has been disassembled, and took care of that last week, and is being prepared for shipping by the Balzer Family Clockworks in Maine shortly by and at Industrial Magnetics. Matter of fact, I did get an email from Nathan Bell, who's helping us with that project, just before the meeting. I didn't have a chance to it, so maybe have an update on that. The most recent trees that were transplanted off the city facilities site to the main boat launch are not doing well. I don't know if you've been down there and noticed how they really browned up. And this is taking place despite frequent waterings. So we're not sure if those two are going to make it. Hose lines had been set up last week for the other transplanted trees, which seem to be doing better. So we're hoping that we'll have some survivors out of that. The pre-construction meeting was held last week for our long-awaited Safe Routes to School project. That'll get us about $400,000 and 1.1 miles of new walkways, sidewalks in town. Construction is scheduled to begin next week, just after the 4th of July, and to be completed around the end of August. Once we know exactly what date they're going to be starting and how we can coordinate it, we'll be having a groundbreaking ceremony next week with that as well, too, if all goes well. The work on the first phase of the non-motorized trail between Boyne City and Charlevoix continues to be running slightly ahead of schedule for their projected end of July completion date. Word has it that paving may begin as early as next week, and also I've heard that the bids for the second phase of the project, which is coming off of 131, working its way towards Boyne City to the direction would that be east, is those bids are supposed to come in on the 9th, so we're hoping that those turn out well for the county as well. The new sculptures for the Walkabout Sculpture Show were put in place last week and are being well received. The winner of the People's Choice Award for last year's show was Wally Barkley's Draco Viewer, which will remain in its current location near the Shopper's Dock. Now, if you haven't gone by and stuck your eye in the eyepiece and looked up there to see what there is, you've got to do it. New Main Street publications for Stroll the Streets, the Walkabout Sculpture Show, Downtown Map are joining the Chamber's new visitor guide and business directory and our most recent city newsletter. So all these good publications are now out and about, and they're all available here, with many available online as well. The revised Sobo Arts Festival was held at Sunset Park last weekend. A big thank you to all of those who helped make the event a reality, including our own Mayor Niehammer, who built the festival's paint and chalk wall. So, thank you. Interviews to fill vacancies in our police department and here at City Hall have taken place over the last few days, and we hope to be making some decisions shortly. We learned this week that Eric Kajowski of our wastewater department has passed the exam he took in May and has earned his new D wastewater license from the state. So we wish to extend our congratulations to Eric. And would also like to congratulate Mark, because last week while they held their state conference right here at Boyne Mountain, our very own wastewater and superintendent Mark Fowler was awarded the Maintenance Professional of the Year award by his peers in the Michigan Water Environment Association. So congratulations to Mark on that. He's here. So it's the class. And it's up on the wall there too. So good things by good people here in Boyne. Right here at this table, if you care to come back next week, you'll see the city's auditors busy at work. Like I said, they'll be working right here, and that new doorway is going to make things so much easier. And we hope you've noticed that new doorway. I heard comments with regards to the air circulation, because it does change it quite a bit, because the air conditioners in there have much more push than the one here did. But anyway, so that's been completed, and it's being well used. The next two weekends are going to be very busy here in Boyne City, with the 4th of July taking place and Boyne Thunder occurring both within the same week. Currently we have some, and Lori can correct me if I'm off, 115 votes registered for this year's Boyne Thunder, which is up 5 from last year. And my last time I heard is that there's still a double-digit waiting list remaining for other people that would like to get in. So lots of activity going on here with two of our big, biggest events of the year. A reminder that the ballots for the August 2nd primary election, which includes 4 countywide millage issues, remain available here at City Hall. Summer tax bills will be mailed out at the end of this week, time for the July 1st. I'll be out of the office this Friday, and if you have any questions or like additional information on these or other items, I'd be glad to try and address.
Got a question on this weekend. Is there going to be a flea market in conjunction with the 4th of July?
Usually it's a craft.
Arts and crafts fair is always in conjunction with the 4th of July, but not a flea market per se.
I know they have more of a flea market during the car show that's held later on this summer.
Right.
And they have also, associated with the Mushroom Festival, they have a lot of crafters and people having different either art projects or food vendors as well, too.
So will that be tore down for the 4th, or will it still be active before?
Well, the craft fair is always part of the 4th. It's always the day before the 4th and the day of the 4th. So that's in the park. But it's in the it's not in the area where the fireworks are. It's over, you know, closer to where the restrooms and the river.
Right.
What time do that usually shut down, Jim? Is that around 5?
Yeah, they're supposed to be out by 6.
Okay. So they do get out?
Yes, okay. They're supposed to be out by 6.
I'm never down there at that time. When I get out of the river after the duck race, I go home and take a nap. So.
Well, kind of related to Ron's question, we do have the full schedule of 4th of July activities, which were emailed to the commission earlier, and there's some available for the public right here on the front counter as well. And I think it's also available on their website, BoyneFourthOfJuly.com.
Thank you. I have a question, Mark. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for representing Boyne City well. What does Eric's D license mean?
It means he gets promotion from operator 4 to operator 3, because he's now met, he has all the licenses to get promoted to operator 3.
I think he's meaning more, what can he do now that he couldn't do before?
Roger. Yeah. Pretty much he's learning more, taking on more responsibility. He'll work his way up. D is the lowest level for a wastewater license. So he's got a couple more to go before he can get up to be in charge of the plant and stuff. So.
Okay, that was my question. Yeah. Thank you. Any other questions, comments? Okay, moving on to reports of officers, boards, and standing committees. In our packet was the financial statement. Any questions for Cindy? Okay. And moving on to old business, street vacation. It's a consideration of a request from Stephanie Moody to vacate a south portion of Willow Street as proposed. So at this time at 12:13, I will open the public hearing and turn it over to you, Scott.
Thank you, Mayor. As you may recall, at the May 24th meeting, the City Commission reviewed the street vacation request and determined to proceed forward and set up the public hearing, which was for today. Just to review, this portion of the street is platted as Willow Street. It's the south 132 feet of the street. That's a typical 66-foot wide right-of-way. The remainder of Willow Street was vacated sometime previously, probably as part of the Hawkridge development. This portion was left and almost forgotten, as in 1991, this house was added onto, which encroached significantly into that planted street. This was not discovered until relatively recently. With the reconstruction of Cork Street. At that time, they determined that they should proceed with a request to have this vacated, and this will take care of that issue, and also will provide some additional land to the adjacent neighbors. There's only two adjacent properties to this, the Moody's property and Mr. Lassiter on the west side, and both have signed a petition to have this vacated. With this public hearing, the city commission can make a determination to have this vacated. If you have any questions, I'm more than happy to answer them.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone representing the Moody's? Okay. And is there anyone from staff or the public that would like to comment on this topic? Okay. At 12:15, I will close the public hearing and go to board deliberation. Ron, you want to start?
I support the request.
Okay. Gene?
Yeah, I support it for the same reason as well. Not thinking about the city and hopefully the city, so I'm okay.
Laura?
And I also support the request.
Okay. And I do too. So at this point, we would ask for a motion.
I'll make the motion for consideration of request from Stephanie Moody for the vacation of south portion of Willow Street as proposed.
I'll second.
Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Sansom?
Aye.
Town?
Aye.
Crunch?
Aye.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Thank you. Okay, moving on to new business. A request from the Chamber of Commerce, fountain request for Money Paul to donate and maintain a fountain. Mike?
As noted in the memo, the city recently received a foundation donation proposal from David Austin and Kristen David, both right here at Money Paul LLC. We've got some photos and more information that I'll bring up in just a second. They're proposing to install a fountain just south of the chamber's offices. When this request came in, the chamber had a meeting last week and brought this matter to the chamber board since there are tenants in that area and they've been talking about possibly expanding or making some changes to the building. And wanted to get their input on it. They saw no problems with it. They wanted to coordinate with the garden club, which has since been done. I think the two projects could work well and both beautify the area. The park board, which we normally run this by, doesn't meet until August, but we emailed the information to them and I haven't heard any negative feedback with regards to it. Money Paw has an excellent track record with these types of fountains. I heard Ron talking about another one earlier. They will provide, install, and maintain the proposed fountain at no cost. I believe this provides an interesting and attractive new feature at Sunset Park without interfering with the existing uses or views that take place there. And if for some reason it something did need to happen on that location in the future, the fountain can be easily removed and relocated if necessary. The chamber was fine with providing the power that will be necessary to run the pumps and the lights that are going to be associated with this fountain. It'll have some internal LED lights. But if necessary, and if for some reason that becomes a problem for the chamber building, we also have the power panel there that supplies power for the streetlights and things of that area that we can do so as a backup if necessary. I saw no conflict between this proposal and our Boyne on the Water place planning efforts, and I included in the agenda packet the page that dealt with Sunset Park, which was on page 19 of that plan. I didn't see any conflicts. To the contrary, while this exact feature at this location was not spelled out in the plan, I think it supports the goals of providing interesting and vibrant public spaces that complement our natural resources. Pond with some, you know, show some lily pads or native plantings around it. potentially a fish or a frog or two or something like that. It kind of help reflect some of the values that we hold dear here in Des Moines. So I think the project does support the efforts and the vision overall of the place planning effort. If the commission does allow this request to go forward, we would do that under the recommendation that the details be worked out with staff, both with the exact placement, utilities, things of that nature, and with the donation signage that is requested to be part of the display by Muddy Paw. So it's our recommendation that the City Commission approve the request of Muddy Paw to donate and maintain a fountain at their expense as proposed to be located immediately south of the Chamber of Commerce offices upon coordination with an approval from city staff. Glad to entertain any questions you have, and I'll bring up some of the photos they have. The first, this one was with regards to the Sunset Park locations, and it showed some activities down there by the Chamber building, but it really didn't show anything in this exact location. Here is their Photoshop version of the fountain at its location, basically immediately south of the Chamber building and a little bit north of where the existing statue is and the drinking fountain. You can kind of see the brick pavers down at the bottom corner, the bottom left-hand corner there as well.
Is there a fish leaving town?
No, it is not. Matter of fact, that was discussed at the Chamber board meeting as well too. Fishing needs some touching up, some rehab work for her long hours out there many seasons. So I think Missy at the Chamber or one of her relatives had volunteered to help spiff her up a bit.
Good.
So we also were provided with photos of other examples of some of the work that Muddy Paw has done at other locations around to kind of give the commission some samples of their work as well too. Much what I have for my comments. Jim's here from the Chamber to comment about their meeting as well too, and again our proposed benefactors are here to talk about it as well.
Well, good. Jim, you want to speak or should
we? We were just very pleased to have this, you know, donation to be proposed, and Kristen is on our board, and I think it'll be a real nice addition to the corner there. People are already stop and take pictures there all the time. They think we take care of the gardens, you know. If they ask, we tell them it's the garden club. But, it'll be a nice addition to the corner, and the company's got a good reputation. They've had one similar to this in Harbor Springs for, I think, 15 years or so. And we're glad to have it. I'm sure next year's duck race, we'll put a few ducks in there just to advertise it. But we're very happy with the idea.
Thank you. Kristen, David, we'd like to hear from you.
Sure. Yes. We moved here about 4 years back, and we love the community, and we wanted to add to the community and enhance it as well. And that place has just been screaming out to me to enhance and put a water feature in for a long time. So it'll create a nice little spot for people to pause. They're already pausing there. There's some benches. And I think it adds to, as Mr. Kane has said, to the overall plan that has already been proposed for the waterfront. We have a lot of experience. We've been doing this since 1994, building water features, public and private. We've been in the area since 1996, primarily in Harbor Springs, Petoskey area. Now that we live here, of course, we want to be able to work more in the community. We employ several employees from this area as well. So we're just really pleased with the opportunity to be able to create this little water feature for you. And we'll, in perpetuity, maintain it, upgrade it as needed. We'd like to enhance it. We'd actually like to add next season a small bowl fountain like we've done in the Harbor Springs one as well, or some other kind of enhancement to it as we go. So it's a living entity, and we'd like to create this for the city.
Thank you.
love to answer any questions as well you might have.
Okay, thank you. We'll get to questions in a minute. Is there any other comments from staff or the public? Okay, we'll go to, yes, Mike.
Is the bowl fountain kind of similar to what is shown in the middle photo there?
Yes, correct.
It's not shown very well, but it's kind of at the top right of that middle photo.
Correct.
Okay, let's go to board discussion. Any questions, comments? Gene, you want to start?
Yeah, sure. The only thing I was a little bit concerned on safety issues, what's the total depth of that water right now?
Sir, it's only about 17 inches deep.
About 17 inches?
Yeah, 17 to 18 inches deep. I will say, and I knew this would come up, it comes up every time we do a public piece and sometimes with private ones. We, in the history, as I said, for a long time we've been doing this, we've never had a safety issue come up on any of our public pieces, including the sculptural ones we've done in major metropolitan areas. It seems like it should at some point come up, but it really hasn't ever. We've also done work in Bay Bluffs Medical Center over in Harbor Springs. So we're very cognizant of issues of access and making sure things are secure and as safe as can be. Can I say it's 100% safe? No, nothing is. You know, you can drown in a puddle. But that's why we want the lighting as well, because then it's visible at nighttime. We also have enough of the rock edge to keep people from directly going into it. But
okay, that was my next question. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course, one of the joys is the kids playing in it, you know, watching the fish, and they'll lean into it and things along that sort. Fortunately, it's a high-profile location, so that's actually a benefit. If somebody does have a problem, it's pretty likely somebody is going to help, especially in our community, I would hope. Does that address your
question? Yeah, thank you. Other than that, it looks great.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I'm going to go next because I have a follow-up question.
Yep.
My grandson would definitely give that the test. So you're saying the kids can touch and reach in? I mean, you encourage that?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. That's half the joy, really, is having them interact with that. It's frequently at the Harbor Springs one, the children stop and there's a couple benches usually there and they sit and the kid will play in the water a little bit. But it is a bit of a reach for them, so they're not going to get all the way into it because there's plants on the outside. And so far, they haven't.
A couple steps, so it's not a sheer 18-inch drop. You know, there's a lot of rock on the outside, then we've got a ledge, and then it drops. So it's not an immediate trip and fall.
Okay. We also have one at Weekutongsing, and that one has been there since 98 or 99, something like that. And we've never had any issue there. The kids tend to abuse that one a little bit, but that's the weak we could. It's not the harbor, but the task. Or Boise City.
Okay. Laura, you have questions?
I have had back and forth thoughts about this. I love the concept. I love the rocks. I love the natural beauty of what you've created, and I'm sure it would be a real quality and be something that the community really like. I was with you on the safety issue with children, magnet to little kids who might slip on a rock, reach out, slip on a rock and fall head first in. I don't know if that will happen or not, but I think as a child I probably would have done it. thinking that direction is in the safety of that. Also, my other question was the lighting in there, so at night somebody walking through there wouldn't just accidentally walk into it. My only qualm about this whole thing is that there is so much going on in that corner that it almost detracts from what you're trying to create. And I would love to see a little more space around it, a little more of that being more of a focal point than just kind of buried in there. I don't know how else to say it, but were there any alternative locations, or is this the only location that you can see that would work, or?
Seemed like the most obvious to start. Certainly, we are actually discussing other options for Build a Pond Day where we involve garden clubs and the public. And that may be an alternative location sometime for that. This is one of the situations where the time frame worked out. My crew is available to get it in very quickly, and it seemed like the easiest. There's electricity already there, there's water already there. Access is very easy. So there is a number of reasons to pick that. As far as, it's going to stand on its own, but at the same time, it'll blend in with what is there. The thing I always try to avoid on designs is for it to stand out like a sore thumb or a bump in the yard or something to that effect. So we want it to look like it was there. We want the question asked, has this been there all along and we just didn't notice it? Is it a free flow well, for example? So we're going to work with what's there, the plantings that are there, the bushes and so forth, to really fit that nicely in there.
Well, it does look like it. It does until, like I went down to the corner and looked at all the elements going on. You've got the sign and the fence and the building and the flowers and the bench and the water fountain and two sculptures and, you know, it seems like there's so much going on. Is there any way to maybe, through Jim, lighten up that corner a little bit, maybe move the park bench to a little bit different location and maybe move the fish to the other side or someplace else or, you know?
Those are very movable. In fact, you can't place that park bench. People move it around. You know, it just goes where it goes. People move it out and sit and watch, stroll the streets, and then, you know, a couple days later it's somewhere else because they wanted it in the shade because they're waiting for the bus or something, you know. So it's, that's kind of the movable bench. And the fish, you know, we can certainly move that.
It
move
might
that
help.
Away a little bit, sure. Because again, that's a big photo op for people.
But I mean, it could maybe move a little bit down further or go
right
a different.
Right there, it should be out. It should be out a little
you
bit.
Know, I, I'm just thinking of lightening it up so that that actually makes a little bit nicer statement and people then can access it more than, I don't know, it was just a comment. A lot of stuff going on in that corner. It's a real busy corner. And I don't know, I always think of fountains. I don't want to go on too long, but fountains as a nice, peaceful, relaxing, quiet, meditative space, and that corner is definitely not that. So that's my only conflict on it.
I agree.
Maybe it'll calm it down. Maybe it'll make it feel calmer.
It might.
I don't know.
You certainly want to adjust it a little bit.
So,
like, as Jim said, things are definitely movable.
Right. Some of those other things could maybe move to a little bit different location and open up some space around it. I think it would be better.
But we did meet with the garden club because they, you know, they really wanted their input in terms of where it was, so things get in their way.
What did they feel about it?
Yeah, they were fine with it, but they met with Kristen to figure out exactly where it ought to go, so it doesn't, because they need workspace. They have a hose there that they need. So that was all worked into the plan.
All right, and I guess I have one other question. Said that you're going to maintain this. Is there like any out in the future time frame on it?
In perpetuity, as long as I'm around.
Perpetuity means as long as you're here.
I've been here for a while, and I'm not planning to go anywhere for a while longer.
I thank you for your donation.
Thank you.
Very, very nice. We haven't voted yet, but I thank you in advance for your offer.
Thank you. Mike?
Just a couple of things. In response to Laura's question about alternate locations, we did talk about that at the chamber meeting when that came up. One of the other locations that we did discuss was the walkway that is just between En Vogue Salon.
Yeah, I thought about that too.
We don't have power there. We don't have water there that's easily accessible. And to be candid, the visibility of this location makes me less concerned about mishaps there. Especially at this corner, I think if anybody's there, especially with young children, the proximity to the intersection, somebody's gonna be keeping a real close rein on their children at that location. Whereas more on Water Street, I could see that that's more of a hidden location and somebody could wander off and something could happen. So kind of going back to the comment here, in that respect, I think its visibility and placement at this location
maybe safer than
maybe built into it safer. Unfortunately, with this picture, and I can't zoom out a little bit further, I mean, you can kind of see the one fence rail there at the base of the fish.
Right.
I mean, there isn't any real easy way to walk directly into this fountain. It's gonna be recessed back off the normal walking path, so people would have to go there. I definitely think that once the fountain is in, if the commission gives the approval to do it, we would look at the other elements that are there, you know, the fish and the benches and stuff like that, and look to, you know, those are easily reconfigurable to put those in other locations. I'd also point out that we've had very good success and minimal disruptions with regards to the fountain that we put at Old City Park. We've had that for a number of years, and the problems we've had with that, other than, you know, keeping it running sometimes. I mean, we've had very, very few, knock on wood, occasions where the people have put soap or something like that, or we've never had an instance where anybody's, because a kid could climb up on that and get into that fountain, and the water's, well over a foot deep in there as well, too. We've never had a problem there. And again, I think we need to keep this in perspective. And if you look just past this photo, what do we see? The shoreline of Lake Charlevoix with all the rocks.
Yeah.
And we've got the Boyne River, you know, that goes in there. I mean, that doesn't mean that mishaps with water can't happen, and they have happened. We've dealt with some tragedies here in the past. But again, we're a water community. People generally know how to interact with water and keep their children safe as well, too. And again, if there is a problem with this location as it's proposed, one of the comments that we made in the memo was, this can be removed. If it doesn't work out, as much as they may want to keep it there, if we're having problems with it, it doesn't work out, we can say, well, thanks, but you know, it's not working here, or we need to find another location.
Well, I see a question from Muddy Pond, and personal thanks to David and Kristen, and I'm excited to see the project go forward, so I'm good with it.
Especially on a quick timeline.
Yeah.
They're going to have it up and running by the 4th, they said.
That's all right.
No, actually, yeah.
Yeah, if it's a hot day, you'll find a lot of children.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
People, you have something else to watch while the construction's going on.
That's right.
Okay, at this point, I would entertain any motions.
I'll make a motion the commission approve the Muddy Paw donation request.
A second.
Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Town?
Aye.
Brunch?
Aye.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Sansom?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Thank you.
So please coordinate with Andy as you're ready to proceed and get everything worked out. Thank you.
Okay. Moving on to go to the order. Laura, you want to start?
Yeah, I don't think I have anything today. Thank you for asking.
Okay. Ron?
Lake Charlevoix lookout. We have those bolts sticking up. Stumbling objects where the bike racks used to be. Do we have some bike racks that we can put down here?
I'll find out if we've got any of those left or not.
Where?
I know there used to be two of them down there.
Lake Charlevoix lookout. Oh. And, you know, we see people stopping there quite a bit. And we got the new trail going in, which we'll probably see more bike traffic at the end of the year. So there's bolts that set in the concrete there that you can actually push on. Anyways, that's it. That's all I have.
Okay. Jane?
I just wish everybody a happy 4th and a safe 4th. That's it.
Okay. And I would piggyback on that and commend our staff beforehand, because I know they're in for a busy 2 weeks, so we appreciate it to make Boyne City a good spot. So, announcements. City Hall or City Offices will be closed on Monday, July 4th, in observance of the July 4th holiday, and the next regular City Commission meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, July 12th at 7 p.m. And I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you, everyone.